Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Wednesday, December 20th, 2022, and this is Foxology. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this wonderful Wednesday. I'll tell you what, it's a lot calmer around the DFW than it was yesterday. I tell you, storms came tearing through here and caused some heavy damage. I tell you, many people were impacted by it. And I tell you, it was kind of hard watching a lot of the people that I saw on TV who were being interviewed. But you know what? So many of them were in a very resilient spirit, even though homes and businesses had been totally devastated. And it was amazing. They spoke with such strength and with the kind of smile on their face that only faith can put there under those kind of circumstances. You know, life often has storms, the for real ones like that one, and the ones that come upon us in various other ways, like, you know what I'm talking about, problems and issues and situations and circumstances and stuff and things that bring devastation and hardship and havoc into our lives. But I tell you what I saw and heard. Let us attempt to be as brave as those people that I watched being interviewed yesterday, who I saw that in spite of the shock and dismay, they are moving faith forward toward restoration and rebuilding. And that's the thing we have to do. There's a great lesson and what I saw, and that is that we can do it. We can move forward if we choose to do so in the right spirit. And you know what else we can do? Be a blessing to somebody. And my special guest today not only lives faith forward, she's all about paying it forward. Her name is MJ Holly Harper. She is founder and CEO of Pay It Forward Projects here in Texas, and she's been instrumental in blessing those in need through her organization for many years. And this weekend, it's such a big one. It's her community giveaway and Christmas dinner that's happening on this Saturday. I'll tell you what, I've gotten to know her a little better personally. Attended one of her events, and God, the accolades she got from the community were amazing. She is truly, truly a special lady with a very special calling and cause, and she's here to tell us all about it today. Welcome, MJ.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you know it's my delight. It's my delight. I'm just excited because you're doing some really great things, and I know a lot of people are, but, you know, I happen to have gotten to know you a little bit better up close and personal, so I can boast and brag about what I see you doing, and I absolutely love it and think it's so wonderful. And just glad we have an opportunity to, you know, a few days before the event to tell some more people about what you're doing. So we can, you know, we can come out of the gates just to share a little bit about that, and then we're going to talk about how this got launched for you.
Absolutely. So this weekend, Pay It Forward Projects, we are endeavoring to do something we have not done before. And that is our community giveaway and Christmas dinner, which will service low-income families residing in the Tarrant County area. That is our base community. And so we sought to be a blessing to the community as a whole. We started out caring for the unsheltered, which we still do, and we show love to them on Christmas Day, and I'll tell you some more about that soon. But not just the unsheltered need help. You know, some folks that are barely holding on to shelter need help. You know, we all over these past few years have encountered or have dealt with some type of financial struggle or some type of financial crisis. And there have been times, if not in the present, that, you know, we're one step away from serving, or one step away from being the community that we serve. And we sought to be a blessing to the community as a whole, helping those single moms, those single dads, or those two family households, you know, that are struggling to make ends meet. You know, we sought out to be a blessing to them and help in just some small way to let everyone know, or everyone that we come in contact with, that we get it. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
We understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we understand where you are. And so,
you know what's
on
interesting?
Saturday, yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I'll interject later.
So on Saturday, we are doing the community giveaway and Christmas dinner, serving those low-income families, as I mentioned. Families will be able to come and fellowship with other families in their community, network with other families in their community, and have Christmas dinner. Your children will be able to take pictures with Santa Claus, and every child will get at least one gift. But then in addition to that, we have set up a free community thrift store, and that is where families are able to come and shop for free for whatever they need, whether it be clothes, household goods, and even some furnishings we'll have available as well. And all of this is absolutely free to the community.
It's so amazing. What I was going to say a minute ago is, you said helping in some small way. And it's amazing to me, and you probably gotten feedback about this, MJ, I'm guessing. You know, your heart's so big, and you say it's small, but when you impact a family or a person with what you're doing, sometimes it flips the script on how they may have been feeling about even just going forward in life. You know, they just needed that one something to happen to make them feel loved, make them feel like somebody really did care, you know, something that helped them say to themselves, you know, I really do think I can go on now because I do have some support that's around me. That's, honey, listen, that's no small thing. That's no small thing when you can change somebody's heart and mind and life just by doing something kind, something that's a blessing. I often post things that says, be a blessing, just because you can. You don't have to ask so many questions. Just like you said, there are all kind of categories. People find themselves all of a sudden needing something from somebody. Why ask why? If you can help them and you see that they need it, just do it because you can. If you can, do it. Just do it. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that you're doing. And I it's your first time, but I'm certain it won't be your last.
Preferably
sure.
Not. I'm looking forward to that, from your lips to God's ears, man.
Yes,
but,
indeed, from our
you know,
hearts,
we
for
definitely
sure.
Just absolutely, and you know, we are still looking for volunteers, you know, to come and help us. We have about 30 volunteers signed up so far, but we are looking. We have a confirmed 90 families registered for our first giveaway. We have 90 families registered. And within those 90 families are 175 children. And we are, and that's just the count for the children. That's not including the parents that are coming with the children. And, you know, I've had some families reach out and say, you know, it's me, my husband, our kids, but my mom lives with us, or, you know, my parents live with us. Well, everybody can come. Everybody, every
mm-hmm.
head under
mm-hmm.
that roof is welcome to come, you know, because we
That's
want
so
to show love to families. You know, so we are definitely in need of more volunteers. We are definitely in need of more monetary contributions, and I can provide you with that information as well. People can also still go on to our Amazon wish list. We have an online toy drive that we're running. It's not too late for us to get deliveries. But, you know, you can still go on and purchase a gift from our wish list, and those children will receive those gifts. You know, our endeavor is to have as many people go live on Facebook or Instagram as possible, because we want those people who have donated to us throughout the year and in this season to see where your donations are going. I believe that's important for the people to see what we're doing with what you've entrusted us with. So we'll definitely make sure to have that information out and available to everyone. But, you know, if you know a family that's in need and they have not had the chance to register, call me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll make sure that before we wrap today that people will know how to make money, financial contributions, how to sign up, and, you know, how to reach out to you for whatever questions and things that they may have. We'll make sure that happens. Now, I know that there is a very unique way that you got started with all of this, and, you know,
yes,
you know, when I said earlier about your calling and cause, you know, you just got tapped for this, and I don't know that any of it really took you by surprise. I know you knew you were headed somewhere to help people, so somewhere in life to help people.
Yes,
so why don't you tell us how this all launched for you?
Well, raised in St. Louis about 10 years ago now, I decided that I wanted something different. I wanted something different for me, something different for my daughter. And I believe in my heart that God led me to Texas, that he led me to Dallas. And my parents, of course, didn't want me to go and take their grandbaby, but I did anyway. And I remember telling my mom, you know, I have to do this. This is a faith walk for me. I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I left and got here, and I experienced struggle. I had just enough money to make it 6 months on my own while I looked for a job and I tried to get on my feet, and I struggled, you know. And I remember some of the humiliating experiences that I had when I had to go shop for some clothes, you know, or go get a food basket, you know. And not that, you know, those workers' intentions were to make you feel like that, but it was just the process that they had designed. But it made for sometimes a disheartening experience, and I remember that. But, you know, God showed me grace, and I got on my feet, and I was okay. And so then I connected with other families from St. Louis, or other people that were from St. Louis like me that had moved here. And I started hosting a Christmas dinner every year at my house for those who could not go home to be with their families. And 2016, I cooked so much food. Everybody had eaten. Everyone was full, and the evening was just about over. And my friend yelled from the kitchen and said, "Hey, what's this turkey in the oven?" I cooked so much food that I completely forgot the turkey. And so it was just my husband and I. And I was like, what am I going to do with a whole turkey? And everybody's leaving. And a friend said, you know, how about I go get some bread? And we cut it up and we make sandwiches and we go out and feed the homeless. And another girlfriend said, well, I'll grab some potato chips. And somebody said, well, I'll grab some Hostess cakes. I'll grab some bottled waters. And we'll all meet back here in the morning. And so I went to cutting up that turkey, and they brought me the bread, and I got the sandwich bags. And we made 75 lunches.
Wow.
From that turkey that I forgot in the oven. And we went out into the community, and we served these 75 lunches. And it was such a blessing to us to be able to just do that little bit that we yeah. purpose to do it every year. And that's how we yeah. got our start. We went out the next year, and it was cold outside. So we got on our cell phones, and we said, hey, we came out here to bring food. We don't have any coats. We don't have any blankets. We don't have anything. And there were people out there just wrapped in a hospital gown.
Oh, no.
And so while we were live, all these people started saying, I've got coats. I've got shoes. I've got blankets. And I spent the next 2 weeks picking up donations from all over the city. And that's how we got our son.
That's amazing.
And we do it every year. Yes, ma'am.
You know, MJ, I tell you, I love this so much because, you know, people, we need each other so much. We need each other mm-hmm. so much. And you are such a testament to how it can happen. And I won't say with the greatest of ease, because y'all were working hard to make that happen. But it just goes mm-hmm. to show you that if something is on your heart, I didn't hear you once say, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I don't know where the money was going to come from. I didn't know. You didn't say anything like that. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing at that point it didn't even cross your mind that it wasn't possible to do this. And I think it's just, again, you know, I always try to look inside stories and look for insights and look for messages to give people and takeaways from these interviews. And I feel like this just speaks so much to all of us can do something, even if it's not as, it hasn't evolved as much as yours had. We have neighbors who need help. We have people at mm-hmm. work who mm-hmm. need
Absolutely.
Help. And we are capable of doing something to be a blessing to them. If it's a $25 gift card or going to the grocery store, mm-hmm. you know, something happened to me recently, and I was really surprised. I was at the grocery store, and I don't know what came across the woman's mind in front of me, but when I got ready to pay for my groceries, the woman said she just paid for your groceries. And this wasn't long ago. This was only a couple months ago. And I looked at the lady, and, you know, your first thing you want to say, well, you didn't have to do that. Why'd you want?
Mm-hmm.
And she just turned around and looked at me with a, you know, kind of a smile, and I just kind of gave her a little thumbs up and said, said thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, maybe I was looking a little in need that day. Oh, no.
But you know what, you know, God knows what we have need of when we have need of it, you know, and you mentioned me not even thinking about where I was going to get the money from or how we were going to do things, and that's because I don't, you know, I don't worry about it, and there's a reason why I don't worry about it, because I remember that there was a period, you know, where we were okay, me and my daughter and I, my family, we were okay. But money was a little tight, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I was getting ready for a summer event for the unsheltered. And I was looking at what it was going to cost me to do everything that I needed to do. And I was like, okay, God, what are you having me doing? You know, we pay for all of this out of our pocket. I'm not budgeted for this right now. Are we sure this is what you want me to do? You know, and that night God put in my spirit, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours.
Yeah.
And I live by that with what I do. And that's why I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
And Pay It Forward Projects is blessed because we do what God asked us to do, what our charter is. And that is, you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. And God's business is God's people. And we are all God's people. The sheltered, the unsheltered, the rich, the poor, men, women, children, regardless of your ethnicity, your background, we are all God's children. So we are all God's business. So as long as I take care of his business, he takes care of mine. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, like I said, we're going to show pictures of everything that we've done. But we've been able to accomplish everything that we accomplished. We didn't get any toys from Toys from Tots because I missed the deadline. We didn't get any major funders, any major contributors. But when I tell you that I wasn't worried, and the community that we live in and that we serve, and my Facebook friends, my Instagram friends, my church, you know, people like yourself just gave in such an abundance that we didn't lack for anything that we desired to do for the community. Because we just believe that if we took care of God's business, he would take care of ours, you know. And that's why we pay it forward. That's why we are Pay It Forward Projects, because we believe in paying it forward to those who need it.
Well, it's such a wonderful time of year, again, because, you know, you can feel the presence of giving. The spirit of giving right now, and a lot of people, of course, miss the you know, real point. I mean, comes to giving, you know, it's just that time where you go buy a lot of stuff and give it to people because that's what Christmas means. Pardon me, what Christmas means to so many. But I really do hope for those who hear about your event and hear us talk today, that they realize that there really is a reason to give. There's a real reason to give, and not just to, give to people because it is Christmas and you buy them a TV or whatever else you're doing. There are people who need you. There are people who really need you, and I would encourage anybody, just if you just pick one person that maybe wasn't on your list that you know may be in need, that may need some help and would love to have your generosity touch their lives, I pray you do that. I pray you just even take a few minutes to think about who that could be. And if that person is up close, personal, all the better, but there are organizations like MJ's and others who would appreciate a special from you. And I really do hope and pray that you'll remember that, not just this year, but going forward into the years, that it's not just about us sitting around with our family and, you know, doing our little gift exchange and all of that, because most of that stuff we're giving we didn't need anyway. Some of it we didn't even want. But there are people, well, it's the truth, you know, keeping it real, it's the truth. It's, you know, and it just becomes a sort of a ritual, which is fine. I'm not bashing that. I'm just saying there are situations and people who would just love to have something happen that could literally, you can change a life by your giving, by your gift, by your attention to something that may be going on in their lives. It's just an amazing concept how that works. It's meant to work that way. So I hope you will. MJ, I would like for you to tell people how they can contribute some money and any other thing that can be helpful to you, not just now, but going forward.
Absolutely. So you can definitely make a monetary donation to Pay It Forward Projects. We do not have a formal platform set up, a donation platform set up as of yet. That is in the making. But meantime, you are able to make a monetary donation via our Cash App. And that is the $ handle with capital letters P, I, F as in Frank, P as in Paul. And the remaining words are for project, R-O-J-E-C-T-S. So P-I-F-P, projects. So P-I-F projects. You can make your monetary donation via Cash App, or you can also make a monetary donation via Zelle. You would do that using my name, Mary Harper Holly, and my contact number, 682-701-0576. Some people say, why do you give your number out? Because how else will people know how to reach me? So you can give me a call. If you would like to send payment or a donation in the form of a check, you can give me a call, and I can provide you with the address by which you can send that donation as well. You can follow us on Facebook under Pay It Forward Projects, and that's forward with the number 4-WARD, so Pay It Forward Projects. You can find us, and our website is also up, which is payitforwardprojects.com. And again, that's 4-WARD as forward, so payitforwardprojects.com.
I just want to reflect back on something you said so it doesn't sound to people like you're not as legit as you could be when you said you don't have a formal portal. The two things that you've mentioned, Cash App and Zelle, are very much highly regarded platforms, portals for making payments, and some of the bigger organizations are also using them as well, and ministries and that. So no shame in your game using those, girl.
Yes,
not
ma'am.
At all. They are the, look, they have become like bigger than a lot of the other e-commerce portals that we've been using for a long time,
yes,
because it's done with
that
the greatest of ease. So I also want to add that I told people I attended your event, and I made it a point to tell you that that was one of the best and most classiest events that I have ever attended. I made it a point to tell
you
that because it was so
well done.
So people listening, be confident in what you may want to contribute. It will only go to good use and being a blessing in the lives of others. I promise you that. She is a really amazing leader for her organization, and the support that she has garnered in her efforts, and the love, courage you to bless her so that she can continue to be a blessing to those people who she serves who are in need. So, MJ, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up the show today? Is there anything else you would like to tell people about the event?
No, ma'am, just that if you would like to volunteer, please reach out to me. As far as donations, we are still picking up donations of toys at this point, and that will be our donation pickup through the end of the year. Once the beginning of the year starts, then we will resume picking up donations. If you have any questions, you want to volunteer with us for our Christmas Day outreach, where we'll be going out in the community to provide hydration kits and hygiene care packages for the unsheltered, I welcome you to join us. We'll be out in two different areas. Our desire is to hit both Dallas County as well as Tarrant County in their heavily unsheltered areas. So if you would like to make a donation, we welcome it. If you would like to volunteer, we welcome it. If you just want to hold us up in prayer, we sure enough welcome that.
Well, before we close, I want you to, I know you just did tell everybody, but I want you to remind them again of your Cash App and your Zelle tags so that they can get that money to you. Can you just tell them again,
please? Yes, ma'am. So that's going to be $capital T, capital I, capital F as in forward, capital T, lowercase r, o, j, e, c, t, s. That is our Cash App handle. You can also look it up by my number, 682-701-0576. Or you can Zelle as well to Mary Harper Holly with that same number, 682-701-0576.
And also check her out at Pay It Forward, and that is Pay It numeral 4. Is it a dash? Is there a dash with
no
that?
Dash. No dash.
No dash, okay. Pay It Forward, numeral 4, WARD.com. Well, it's a delight, lady. You know how much I appreciate your spirit for everything you're doing, and I'll be back in touch with you. I'm not sure I'll be able to be on the volunteer staff, but I am trying to get there this weekend. And
well, we don't mind. You have contributed so much. Yes,
oh,
you contributed so much. So we appreciate just your presence.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm looking forward to that. So let's look forward to all of the excitement and festivities that are going to occur this weekend. And thank you again so much for being our special guest today. And I know you got a lot of stuff to do between now and then. And
yes.
I'm gonna be praying that volunteer number at least doubles for you.
Yes, I'll keep my fingers crossed for that. Thank you.
You enjoy your day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And thank all of you as well for tuning in today. I tell you, I do admire this lady so very much, and just really hope that you will get the message in what we shared today, and that your heart will be moved to make a special contribution toward her efforts. Well, I don't know if you've been following my social media closely, but I did say in the last couple of months that I am going to be wrapping up my tenure here on Blog Talk Radio with my Foxology show at the end of the year. I'll be wrapping it up with a special edition of Master Your Mindset that I am trusting will inspire, encourage, motivate us to go into 2023 with some really incredible mountain-moving attitudes about whatever it is we want to do in 2023. I know we generally set goals for the new year or carry ones over that we had in motion in 2022, but whatever the case may be, I'm going to have something to say. You know how much I love doing those Master Your Mindset shows. So I hope that you will join me for that particular send off. I have been doing this show on BTR for 10 years. This coming January will make it 10 years. Can you believe that? But you tell me, how much fun have I had? I can tell you better. It has just been an incredible, incredible journey for me doing all of these shows. I have loved every single one of them. I've appreciated every single guest. I have just been inspired by every single message, every enlightenment, empowerment, educational piece that was brought to this platform. I've had some extraordinary, some rare, some very, very special people on this platform, and it has just served me very well for what the plan was and what the goal was of what I wanted to do to share the kind of information that I have with all of you all. And what will I be doing next? Well, we'll see. We'll see. I've got some things underway. I have kind of paused with several things I had in operation over the last 3 months, realizing that I needed to revise and streamline into in a way that all of it was more of a blended process than separate processes. So you may have noticed, if you do follow me, that I did pause on some of the things that I have been regularly posting or writing, because I did realize I needed to do it in a way that to see the same things, and that, you know, some people may have looking at this blog or that blog or this show and that video and whatever. So I've been in the process of thinking about and planning how to put all of that into a platform so that everything's visible in one place for everybody to be able to appreciate and enjoy and learn from. So that's where I'm at with that. So we'll see what that rollout looks like after the beginning of the year, and I hope that you will be on board watching and listening to see what that will be, because I truly do appreciate all of you, and I do the work that I do because I love the sharing part of it, just as MJ, the guest that I was just talking about, does what she does to be a blessing. I do what I do to be a blessing to all of you. You know, knowledge is power. It truly is. And that's what I've worked on doing so much of the greater part of my life in various forms, teaching, training, the radio show, and any other platform that I could use that will bring strength and resilience and empowerment and intelligence and all of those things to an individual, because those are things that help us survive and thrive in life. And that's what I will continue to do until I can't do anything anymore. That's my goal. That's what gives me life and energy, loving on y'all in that way. So stay tuned for that. I want to remind you, if you're looking for some Christmas gifts, I got books. You know that, Stay in the Ring and What is Faith are on Amazon. And make sure when you Google those, you look for Silver Ray Fox as Stay in the Ring and What is Faith with Silver Ray Fox, because there are some other authors with same or similar names of their books. But I'd appreciate you if you wanted to buy those books and put them on your gift list to share with your family or friends or book clubs or however you may want to do it. That would just be awesome. I have a web page that's Foxology, silverrayfox.com. You might want to check that out. I'm behind an article or two on there, but I will be getting to that this week to get that updated. But there's some great articles. I've been writing those for years and years and years and years too. So, and all of them are written by me, every single word, every single article. But there's stuff there that will give you just a jolt of encouragement, confidence, empowerment, all of that. That's because that's how I do it. That's what I told you. That's what I do. So look for those as well. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, so you can also find me there, silverrayfox.com. So I know you're prepping for the holidays, but I expect to be back here next week with something for you. And then that last Wednesday or sometime that week, I'll be doing, and it's likely going to be on Wednesday, I'll be doing that Master Your Mindset show for us as my sign-off show. So in the meantime, I hope you have an incredible day. I know you're out there trying to get Christmas to happen in the best way, so keep doing that. And I look forward to talking to you again very, very soon. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.